sleep on WTIP Community Radio. Oh boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I excited. We have a major meltdown going on the Gunflint Trail, and it feels like, well, of course, it feels like spring. Ooh, I hear the drip, drip, drip all over the place, and the sun has been, oh, it's been so warm. Well, you know, I can't decide. Should I run around and play in the mud or lay in the sun? Yeah. Under that, you know, that cedar tree over there, you know, where the snow is melted away, and I can feel that warm sun and take a, Chase that squirrel. What? Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? What I like the best? The smells of spring. The smell of thawed ground. Mixed gas wafting up out of the snowmobile trail. Compost pile. Pine trees. Cedar trees. And all that yard bombs of winter. Oh, it's just an overwhelming olfactory experience. Well, you see, I've been working on my vocabulary. And the mud. Oh, mud. Mud, glorious mud, just running and splashing. Oh, I have this love-hate relationship with mud. I just love the feeling of running and splashing and then jumping up and down on my humans and marking them with mine. Oh, I just love to see my own paw prints. Oof. It's so much fun. But, well, I don't really like that cold, squishy feeling between my toes. And my coat gets all messy. And my feathers are, they're really trashed. And after a whole bunch of playing in the spring mud, well, you know what? I get pretty cold. And I really don't like even lying down on that wet, muddy fur. It's kind of yucky. And I'm actually surprised my mom lets me in the house sometimes. I guess that's why we have a brown carpet. Oh, I think this warm spell is just a bit of springtime. It's a springtime foreshadowing. A vocab word, you know. Real spring is just a few weeks away. Well, actually, it's just next week away. But the lakes are already covered with water and really slushy stuff. And the snowbanks are dwindling away. And the brown roads are popping up. Well, they're popping up all over. Better be careful where you run your snowmobiles on the lakes. Or, you know what? You're going to end up walking. And the ski trails are still pretty nice if you go out early in the day. And I hear, yes, I do. I hear that fishing is pretty good on some of those unnamed lakes along the Sag Channel. At least it's warm and nice while you're out there. And, well, even if you don't catch a thing, you get some nice sun action. I think all the warm weather has the animals in the neighborhood excited, too. Do you know what? My dad, he saw 3 lynxes. Lynx? Lynxes? Lynx. Yeah. They were down by the old CC camp by the Brule River, and they ran across the Gunflint Trail and into the woods, but Dad got a really, really good look at all 3 of them. And 2 were smaller, and the larger one was, well, he was just about online. And they stopped at the edge of the road, completely oblivious of the traffic, and did that, you know, that lynx look at something off in the woods. And then they tore off and were gone. And we also have moose tracks on our road in the fresh mud and a few wolf tracks. And my favorite, my favorite fox has been hanging around too. Well, I mean, I really haven't seen him in a while, but I, Well, I know he's out there because, well, I see his little tracks and, well, I, he's so cute. Oh, he's so cute. We've also been hearing owls calling in the evening and at night. Now the saw-whet owls are beep, beep, beeping away, and the barred owls are calling out, "Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all?" Now, you know, you gotta wonder about an animal that asks a question every time it opens its mouth but never listens for an answer. Kinda, well, you know, I mean, well, you know. For the next week or so, the temps are going to stay warm and the sun will be shining more days than not. So you know what? You get out and you enjoy it. Embrace the mud season. It comes but once a year. Boy, I sound like Larry Weber. Okay. I need to get to what's important here. As you know, it's pledge week at WTIP, and it would be nice if you did your part. Attention, dogs of WTIP land. It's time to nudge your humans. Fetch that phone and drop it in their lap. Stick a wet nose under their arm and get them moving. Now, go on a barking jag till they dial 387-1070. Every dog owner who calls to pledge in this hour gets a treat from Rosie. Just let us know your dog's name and why he or she loves to listen, and Rosie will get you a treat. Well, I'll get you a treat somehow. I mean, I will. I mean, I really will. Now, let's help WTIP go to the dogs. Go to the dogs? No. That's not what I meant. I mean, you know what I mean. This radio station is special. We're supporting. Now, here. Listen. Try this. When you walk side by side with your dog, you have more fun, and you share, and you enjoy the walk more, and you make the experience better for the other. And it's the same with WTIP. When you walk or sit or ride side by side with WTIP, you have more fun, and you share, and you know more about what's going on, and you get all the great programming from people and dogs and all around our community. So, hey, listen, do what you can. We'll thank you for it. Hey, listen. I got a secret. Do you know they have a doggy treat jar at WTIP? Yeah. It's right inside the... Huh? Oh, I can't tell till they get here? Oh, well, okay, sorry. Well, I hear the drip, drip, drip calling my name. Now, you out there, splash in the mud or lay in the sun. Go ahead, This is Nosy Rosie for WTIP Community Radio.